On a Friday morning, so now we are back on your radio and you can catch us. It's exactly 7:45, and at this time we connect with either Samiksha Singh or Gavin Stansfield from Cliff Decker Hofmeyr Inc. This morning it's the lovely Samiksha Singh, Director of Employment Law at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr Inc. Morning, Samiksha. How's the drive-through this morning? Not too crazy, I hope.
Morning, Brad. No, it's going very smoothly, and of course, when you're driving towards the mountain, why not? It's great.
Listen to that. Half the Cape Townians don't even see the mountain anymore. Thank you for having the right attitude there. So make sure there are people that are going to potentially be getting an email or whatever saying to them, look, it's time to get together in the conference room with your line manager or somebody higher up on the organogram. It's time to have a look at your contract, and it's time to have a look at some of those KPAs in a performance appraisal. It can be a bit of an intimidating time because I suppose for many you don't really know what might go down and how you'll feel when you walk out of that room.
Yes, indeed. It's that time of the year again. Can you believe it?
Mm.
You know, it's important to go back to basics when you do get back to this time of year in terms of appraising employees and their performance and whether or not they're achieving their goals.
Mm.
And you simply cannot do that if you haven't had a discussion with the employee, ironing out the job description, the scope and responsibilities,
yeah,
and what is required of the employee in order to adequately perform their functions in relation to their position. So very similarly, as one would have to consider these aspects if you look at poor performance dismissals, if you don't have the engagement, you cannot properly have an engaging consultation with the employee to evaluate whether or not they are deserving of a bonus or perhaps a promotion or an increase in determining what their worth is. And it's important for employees and their managers or immediate supervisors to have a better understanding and reach agreement on what their scope of functions are, their responsibilities and their duties.
Mm.
And then to set achievable targets in relation to those functions and duties and continually track through the year the employee's performance. I'm sure no employee would want to be surprised at this point of the year when their manager says to them they're not happy or they're not performing their functions and duties adequately enough.
Yeah, and I think the problem is we're very negative about KPAs or these kinds of performance appraisal meetings. We could walk in there and we could be told you've done fantastically well. I mean, there are always areas to grow and some might need special attention, but there might be some places where we're really shining, Samiksha. We shouldn't sell ourselves short. You know, having these meetings don't have to be this, oh no. It could be that I can't wait to hear what they say.
Precisely, and it should deal more with the person's ability to integrate within the company and the organization in order to streamline and collaborate their work. And one would obviously evaluate themselves highly or positively, and you don't want to be disappointed at the end when your manager thinks otherwise. So I believe it's always important to have continual engagement so you don't you don't put yourself out for potential disappointment,
yeah,
or frustration if there isn't agreement in terms of your performance.
Yeah, and Samiksha, what are the responsibilities of an employer in this instance to say, look, these are the areas where you did really well, and these are our thoughts in terms of what you could do with the skill or your ability. Maybe there's an opportunity to lead a bigger team or whatever. But for, on the other side, the area where you need to grow, I mean, what is the responsibility of the employer to say, look, we need to help you. You're not up to scratch. Does it come down to a point of like, okay, we now need to set you, this needs to be achieved by the following date to see if you can actually cope, otherwise we might need to remove that responsibility from you. I mean, what is policy, what is just kindness and good practice, and what's law?
So performance appraisals as such is not regulated in terms of the Labor Relations Act. However, what is regulated is the ability of employers to terminate an employee's employment based on poor work performance. And that requires constant engagement. So one would expect in performance appraisals that there is fair and reasonable criticism. So one would expect that if you go into this process that your employer or your manager is able to constructively criticize you when necessary, but also compliment you and commend you for good work done. It's also important to be able to have a frank discussion and be reasonable and fair to the employee in terms of recognizing their hard work initiatives, as well as what is set out in their expectations in terms of their contracts of employment. What are the expectations? And to identify whether or not there is scope for growth and to train and mentor. Most organizations may have a policy in some instances are incorporated in a remuneration and benefits policy because it reads into what the employee is doing and whether or not there should be any plans put in place either to groom the employee for promotion or to ensure that one guides and mentors employees where they are lacking in certain positions. If there are policies in place, then employers are obliged to comply with the policies and not arbitrarily appraise an employee or criticize them where there is no justification. It could lead to disputes, and generally it should be the first engagement with employers, but employers are obliged to maintain fair and reasonable policies and consistently apply them amongst all employees.
Yeah, we love what you're saying this morning. And I just want to encourage anybody who's in a situation like that, listen carefully to the advice given to you by Samiksha Singh, and maybe you can walk into this opportunity that's there, not only as something like yikes, as something like, look, I've put my best foot forward this year, and I look forward to see what comes of it. Samiksha Singh, as always, we love your expertise. We love how easily and freely you speak and understand the law, and we're so grateful for you every Monday morning that we get to connect. It's been a while. It's good to have you back on our radio. Have yourself a beautiful week.
Thanks very much. And to all the employees, put your best foot forward. All the best.
There you have it. Thanks, Samiksha. Be well. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye. It's Samiksha taking the noisy routes to work this morning.